This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
My name is Isabel Joyce. I'm the captain of the Irish women's cricket team.
I'm Laura Cullen. I'm the ladies' first captain in Clontarf, ladies' Clontarf Cricket Club, and I'm also a member of the Irish women's cricket team.
Hi, my name's Claire Shillington, and I play in the Irish women's cricket team.
Women's cricket is one of the fastest growing sports in the country, with Dublin being a real stronghold of the game. The Irish women are currently ranked 10th in the world, which is a fantastic achievement considering the pool of players we have and their amateur status. I went along to Clontarf as Ireland took on the Test nations of Pakistan and Bangladesh, and first up I spoke to Andrew Leonard, who is the marketing and membership manager for Cricket Ireland, and he told me about the development of the women's game.
Okay, start off, just introduce yourself please and tell me what your role is.
Yeah, I'm Andrew Leonard, I'm the marketing and membership manager with Cricket Ireland, and I've been a very passionate cricket follower and I'm very happy to be working in the game with Cricket Ireland here in Ireland.
And what's the state of the women's game like in Ireland at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think there's no doubt it's developing. They say it's one of the fastest growing sports in the country. I think levels of participation at the grassroots of the game have never been higher. For example, historically the women's game is very much based around Dublin, but there's now some great green shoots of progress with the North West based around Derry and the Northern Cricket Union based around Belfast starting to grow the game and starting to try to put women's teams together, especially at the younger levels, which is the place to start. Whilst the whole sort of women's side is comprised entirely of women from Dublin at the moment, I think that won't be the case in the next few years.
And it's the same case as the men's, it's an Ireland of Ireland team?
Yeah, it's an all-Ireland team, just like a lot of other Irish sports like hockey, like rugby, and we've had great success with it being an all-Ireland sport. And I think it certainly brings people very close together. It's a very social sport, and a lot of fond friendships are built up over the years.
And I suppose you said that the levels of participation are improving. Is there Cricket Ireland? Do they have a strategy in place to get more girls involved in the game?
Yeah, there's no doubt. It all sort of ties into our strategic plan, which is pushing towards Test cricket for 2020. And that one of the key things about that is raising the participation levels from 2012, which were around 25,000, up towards 50,000.
And that's overall.
That's throughout the entire country, boys and girls, men and women. And women's cricket is absolutely vital, as you can see here today at Clontarf with the Tri Series, between where we've got the Test nations of Pakistan and Bangladesh over here. What we're trying to do is grow the levels from the schoolyards right through to the elite level where the ladies are playing here today.
Has the success of the Irish men's team in recent years, it's great, like some terrific punching above our weight victories, I suppose, has that rubbed off on the girls' game?
Yeah, there's definitely been elements of that, and I think if success in sport is success without doubt. There's been an element of punchy above our weight, but I think that the men's side certainly and the women's side are disappointed when they lose to full member nations, even though they're bigger resources and bigger numbers playing the sport, with the men being fully professional and even though the women are amateur, they certainly train to a very professional level, and we're very competitive at every level right throughout our youth structures, our women's structures and hopefully our men's structures, with the World 2020 being next month there in Sri Lanka, being the pinnacle of the game for the boys.
And the ladies are ranked, I think, is it 10 in the world?
Yeah, we're ranked 10th in the world at the moment. The men are actually, it depends upon the format, but the men are ranked 11th in the T20 versions. The women are actually ranked slightly higher than at the moment. But there's no doubt that there's been huge development and progress throughout every format of the game, whether it be in the schoolyard, whether it be at a youth level at the club. And what we're really trying to do is improve facilities for the clubs and improve structures for boys and girls to come through the system so they can go on for that ultimate goal of playing for their country and representing us well. Just this week we've had our first ever woman to reach 100 caps, Claire Shillington, which was yesterday, a very proud day for her. And I know that places in the men's, boys, women's and girls' sides are incredibly keenly fought over, and there's no doubt there's a huge amount of pride that goes into pulling on that green shirt.
I spoke to Claire Shillington, the first Irish woman to reach 100 international caps, about her achievement and about the popularity of the sport and the levels of participation.
And yesterday was a bit of a milestone for you?
Yeah, it was. It was my 100th cap, so I'm lucky enough to be the first girl to do it. So, yeah, no, it was a big honour. I've put in a good few years into the game. Spent my 15th season playing on the Irish team, so it's taken me a while to get there. But, yeah, no, it was great. It's a good achievement, so I'm proud to have done it.
So you've been an international since you were 16?
This is correct, yeah, yeah, which makes me old now. So, yeah, no, I got my first cap when I was 16, and, yeah, it's taken a while, but I'm finally there, so it's nice to kind of get it done, get on.
Was it something that you, did you start counting up to it from a little bit away, or?
I think other people did. It was just another game to me, really, to be honest. I was trying to lay low yesterday. I had a lot of text messages, and Facebook was mad when I looked at it last night, so... I guess it was a big deal, and now that it's done, it's nice. You know, I feel that I've achieved something, but for me it's just playing another game. I don't really count caps. It's about winning rather than, you know, chalking off another cap. So.
And I suppose to be in the top 10 must be an achievement. Is there a lot of girls who play cricket in Ireland? Is it popular?
It's popular. There's not a lot of girls playing, though. That's the problem. I mean, that is our biggest problem. We have a huge lack of kind of just a pool of players. You get to England and it's probably up there with the most popular girls' sports, you know, through from school to college and the rest. And it's growing so rapidly. Our problem here is getting enough girls playing cricket. I do a lot of work coaching within schools, and it's great and they all love it, but it's the trying to keep them in it because they get pulled away by hockey and, you know, all these other sports that kind of, I guess, are more more well known and not as minority, which cricket is. So.
Isabel Joyce is the captain of the Irish team, and she told me about the development of the women's game, and fellow international Laura Cullen spoke about keeping girls involved in the sport.
And what would you say the state of women's cricket in Ireland is? What's the participation like?
I'm hoping it's on the up. We have a dedicated female development officer now for the first time. Like, obviously the development officers around the place have been doing work with girls, but this is the first time there's been a female development officer, so that's great. I think we're more visible, you know, so things like we've got O'Neill's as our kit sponsor. We've got a, like, all new range of kit, which is great. And recently we had a kit launch and there were three of us involved in that, and, you know, there were full size posters of us in Elvries and stuff. And so, like, a lot of kids that I coach actually were there when it was launched, and they couldn't believe this was me on the thing. It's something for them to aspire to. And it seems like a silly thing, wanting to be on a poster, but these are the kind of things that little girls kind of look up to. So it keeps them in the game, and then when they get older, hopefully they want to play for Ireland. So, but we've a really good group of kind of between 11 and 14, 15 year olds. So in the next few years when they come through and there's more competition, because our squad's very young as well, the squad that's currently playing, hopefully we'll be beating teams like Bangladesh and Pakistan more often.
We wouldn't be anywhere where the men's game is. Obviously the recent success of them in the World Cups and stuff, and kind of hype around that, has really helped us as well, and participation has kind of upped a bit. It's just keeping girls interested and involved. That there's obviously other sports that are kind of much more publicised and bigger, and kind of hockey would be a big kind of competitor, and that's obviously, so there's more people playing and there's more opportunities there, so girls kind of just go down that route as well.
And can I ask you, yeah, quickly, just about the league in Dublin? Is there many teams playing? Many ladies teams?
In our league, in our division, there's three leagues. So in our division, there's seven. I think there's eight in Division 2 and there's seven in Division 3. So, yeah, it's quite healthy, like, just enough.
Perhaps cricket has suffered a little from the perception that it's an elitist or posh game. I asked Claire Shillington and Isabel Joyce about this issue and how the success of the men's team has opened the game of cricket up to a new audience.
It's easier now, though. I remember I didn't tell people when I was younger that I played cricket because I live in Bray and it wasn't really looked upon. Well, I don't know, but I did then. It's not really looked upon as favourably then. But, you know, perceptions have changed since successes by the men's team, and they see that it's not just a whole lot of people eating cucumber sandwiches kind of rocking up and drinking some tea and hitting a few balls around. They see that it's proper athletes and people like Kevin O'Brien and John Mooney, who aren't what you would typically think are la-di-da cricket players. So I think perceptions have changed a bit, and people are willing to accept that it is an athletic sport and something they might want to get interested in.
Would you say there maybe a perception of cricket as a little bit of a posh sport or something? Is that holding people back from it, or do you think that perception is wrong?
It's hard for me to say. I mean, I went through a good schooling background. I went to a prep school, and people would look at that and go, "Oh, you're always going to play cricket if you go to a prep school and go on do this, that, and the other." And I think now that barrier has slightly been broken down. I do a lot of coach cricket during the summer, and I've coached in all types of schools, from primary schools in Cabra to primary schools in Sandymount, and there doesn't seem to be, at that age level, any perception of, oh, this is elitist, or this is posh, or this is whatever. They just love hitting a ball around and just hitting it as hard as they can, which is what I try and get them to do. So I don't think it is the case anymore. It certainly was, I think, sort of when I started playing, but not now. I mean, I think that's a lot down to the men doing really well and getting on TV, beating England last year or year before in the World Cup. People see it now, and you get people coming up to that you think wouldn't have a clue about cricket, saying they love it, and they love Kevin O'Brien and all this sort of stuff. And I think it's crossed more boundaries now because the men doing well and getting publicity. That's the big thing.
3 to win Ireland. England looking to stop the single. Anderson into the leg side. This is it. Take a bow, Ireland. What a game of cricket. England cannot believe it. I can't believe it. The same can't believe it. Terrific, Ireland. Look at these scenes.
Unbelievable scenes here. Yes, Sam, well played. Throw your bat in the air, throw your helmet away, pick him up, put him on the ground. They've been brilliant. Absolutely outstanding. They've outplayed England. Yeah, tears all round the house. It's unbelievable stuff from the Irish. Halfway through the innings, 111 for 5, they were gone. 329 for 7. They get the 2 points, and they can't believe what they've witnessed here at Bangalore.
Just look at that. Out first ball, captain. But what character. Good work from Sterling, Joyce, O'Brien, and then fireworks. Kevin O'Brien, 113, stunning in 63 deliveries. But Cusack, Mooney, 329 for 7.
Finally, I asked Isabel what she'd say to somebody who was thinking about taking up the game of cricket.
What people don't realise is they're afraid that they won't know what to do when they go out on the pitch. You don't actually decide yourself where you go, the captain tells you, so you don't need to know anything. Really, you just when we walk over the rope, I'll tell the girls in my club anyway. I'll probably say it as we're going on the pitch. You go field there, you go field there. And not everyone knows the names of the positions. If they don't know, I'll just point them out and tell them to make a little mark, and then they know where to stand. And then not everyone has to bowl. And then batting is pretty self-explanatory, really. And if you don't know what you're doing, someone will come and help you out. It's we're used to having beginners all the time, so it's quite a beginner-friendly sport. I'd say the friends you make through cricket are friends you keep for life. So even if it doesn't matter what level you're planning on playing at, it's a really rewarding sport in that respect. You don't have to play the game that's all day. We actually don't play a lot of that. There are very few women's teams that play the whole day cricket. It's normally just evening time, so it's not really time consuming. And anyone can take it up at any stage, so there's a level for everyone. We've had beginners as old as in their 40s. We've kids as young as 15 down at women's training. We're a very eclectic bunch in my club anyway. We bring down teas for after the game. We have our cakes and sandwiches. So that does still exist. Not normally cucumber sandwiches, but just have a cup of tea afterwards and a bit of a chat. And we basically just have fun. That's our main thing. We're not so worried about the winning thing, although we like that too. It's more about having a really great culture, and those whole families come down. It's a real family sport, so a lot of the kids I coach, I know their parents really well. You need to get them on side so they can do the lifts and stuff and make the teas, and everyone can just come down on a sunny day and have a picnic and watch the cricket or look the other way, whatever you want to do, really.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.